This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. Oh, holiday. It's the holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
It's done, Sherrod. You
Happy
know that it's
Hanukkah,
done.
Happy
Thank God.
Hanukkah.
That's not Thank the song? God it's
done. No. But it should be.
That is our holiest song, yes. How dare you sing it?
Judy Goes here. Judy Goes in the building. Judy, say hi to the people.
Hi to the people, baby.
Yes. Hey. Welcome back. You've been on Race Wars before.
Sherrod, listen. You tell me to be here at 6.
Here we go. Here we go. Like I'm a Jewish mom
a Jew
stuff.
Right now.
Here
you
we
tell
go.
Me to be here at 6.
Preach.
I could have done shit. I could have spent another half hour at home doing shit.
You mean complaining at home? They so happy you left the house. Henry is like this. Thank God for Sherrod. Got my mom out of here. He can finally smoke his weed in peace.
I should tell Henry to come here.
You should tell him. You know he loves me. That's my boy. And I'm happy for him. Didn't he just graduate from somewhere?
Yeah, he graduated from IU. Indiana
oh, that's
University.
Dope, man.
You see that?
Congratulations, kid.
Yeah, look at you putting those grown men into the world.
I put in a hard year at Cheney University. Didn't make it.
Yeah. Didn't make it out?
Not, oh, I made it out. Barely. You know what I mean?
But good for him. You said he got to get his shit together, but he just graduated from college.
He still has to take 2 classes. Like, they let him walk, but he still has to take 2 classes.
That's how good his game is.
What
He's
is
a white person. Man.
No,
yeah,
he is. And I think it's their... Like, if you fulfill your major, you can walk. But, you know, he still has to take finite math and Spanish.
Ah, it's a breeze. He can do that.
He's failed finite math
three times.
Three
times.
That sounds hard.
Finite math sounds easier than infinite math, though. So
thank
at least
you.
Have that.
Yeah, right. That never ends. You know?
So finite math is fine, and it's at night. I can handle that. That's what I thought.
It's breezy.
I feel like when they went, like, I got a yoga certificate. I know it doesn't compare to a fucking college degree, but like.
That's Lindsay. Lindsay introduced.
But like, they let me get my certificate or whatever before I finished. Like, I still had to take a couple anatomy classes, and I never went back to finish the anatomy. So now I don't really have my yoga certificate, but I do, but I don't.
But don't you feel guilty?
Yes.
Like, you gotta just do it.
Yeah. I know, but I feel like it's too late now.
No, it's not. It's there. You're 14. It's not too late.
You're fucked.
Jewish mom guilt.
Yes. It's too late.
I went to NYU. 4 years, took all the requirements for everything, finished every credit, everything, and just never applied for graduation. So I don't have the actual diploma. Technically,
that's not good. And you're Jewish?
Yeah.
And that's not good. Well,
it wasn't.
Tell
it's
her.
Still
tell
not.
Her?
Yeah. And I am deeply ashamed. I really am. And I keep meaning to, but it's like,
you know,
so
it never ends. Because I had this class. I was a music major, and I had this one music.
What did you play?
Piano.
Ooh.
And I sang in the choir. I mean, I wasn't a good singer, but, you know, I played clarinet in the orchestra. Anyway.
Let's hear a little.
So, and there was this one class, music history, and we had to write 3 big papers. And I wrote 2, and I didn't finish the last one. And I went over, and I had, like, an incomplete. And I said, I got to graduate. And he said, oh, I was just waiting for you to finish that paper. I'll give you a B instead of an A.
And
I was like, okay. And to this day. I should fuck, just to get it out of my fucking head, go do that paper.
Write a paper on
it. I still think about it.
Yeah. Here's your assignment. I need a paper next week on Dizzy Gillespie. That's what I need. I mean, you could
get a GoFundMe.
I'm not doing that.
But here's the thing. The professor pretty much told you, write anything, I'll give you A.
Yeah.
No, right.
Otherwise, I'll just give you a B.
See, but not me. No, I didn't do it.
That's how
I'm
saw
like
it.
Asshole.
Yeah. He's like, just give me
but
something.
But it's a lot of work. You have to do a lot of work to write the paper.
But he pretty much said he would give you a B without doing anything.
No, I don't know. I didn't have time. Anything. I didn't have fucking time to write the paper.
You sound like her in a fucking yoga for certificate.
Yeah. No, but I got my degree.
Well, I got...
In your face, bitch.
Hey, listen, I got a college degree too, bitch, so...
Yeah.
So do I, bitch, so...
And you know what?
Hold on, so it's, everybody had a degree not, in
I had a terrible GPA.
Well, I was a high honor student always, and I did 2 years at Suffolk, and I got that degree. I got, like, an associate's degree. Right. And then I got into Stony Brook, which only 10% of applicants get into, okay?
I know Stony Brook.
Stony Brook's a good school.
I felt special, yeah. But I did a year, and then I, like, decided to move to California, so I didn't finish. I didn't finish the second year. And I, like, decided...
I decided
at the end I finished
there.
A semester and then the second semester I still finished the semester I was like I'm not gonna drop out but I like figured out how to still pass so that I could keep my major which was psychology and like still like if I wanted to go back but I figured out the least amount of work I could do and I felt so guilty because one of my hair clients was one of my professors and I fucked her fucking final up so bad because I was like as long as I was like I don't even have to pass the final to get a C and you need a C at least to like keep your, to stay in the major so I fucking didn't even I like bombed the final so bad and I felt really guilty about it afterwards but
it's like
all right I have we have to talk about the neck tattoo. I have to talk about the neck tattoo
okay.
What is it? It's just a rose. It's not that
but
crazy.
But you know, when you're my age, you're gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
But am I though? Because if it's a wrinkly neck or it's a wrinkly rose,
don't you think?
She also has face tattoos.
First
so
of all,
like,
I know
it's
her.
Just a progression.
Wait, where's the face?
It's under bangs.
I can't see.
It's right down the side.
I got a subtle face tattoo.
And
that side.
Show that side. I've seen a lot of hot older people. Look at Judy. Look at Judy old face. Look at
I gotta go.
Judy's just old.
But what's the difference? You know, it's like my skin looks old and white or old and old and colorful.
No, I feel like you want that now, but I'm just saying it's so permanent. Like I could see
it's
getting
not
it.
Anymore though. It's not. You can get laser. It's like so
you
easy.
You can take them off.
You can take them off.
You can.
Yeah, but it's really painful, right?
It's a process.
I'm just saying. Like I've been through many iterations of like what I want to look like, and I'm just saying you will probably go, "What the fuck?"
Oh no,
I
totally.
Get rid of it.
I already think these fucking tattoos on my these ones are. I hate them. I hate the ones here, but I don't hate
you
them.
Do?
Like I don't. You know what? Maybe I don't hate. Hate's a strong word. I don't love them anymore.
Right. See.
I wish I had
but I also don't really give a fuck. Like I have a shitty beer pong tattoo here. I didn't get it covered or removed.
You
yet.
Are
I just,
so white.
I just don't care. Yeah, I don't give
that's
a fuck.
A dope one,
this body, I don't give a fuck. No,
that Edward Scissorhands one. Is
but no, I don't know. It's I don't know. I
show
still look good.
Show Judy the one. Show her the tattoos on your stomach. That she'll get a kick out of that.
I can't take it. I can't take
just
it.
Show, but you'll get a kick out of that.
Do you have any tattoos?
Tell her what
no.
it is.
No. Okay.
Wait,
no.
You're Jewish though.
Do you?
I know she's Jewish. I don't have any because I'm a. I did drop out of school like a champ, but other than that, I'm a good boy, I guess. For the most part, I mean, if you don't count the first 16 years of my life,
show her the tattoos on
you
your
were
stomach.
Growing boy.
Have you ever gotten laser hair removal?
No.
Okay, it feels the same as getting laser tattoo removal,
oh,
but
really?
Yeah, it's the same
just
thing.
Tell her what's on it. Tell her the tattoo.
Okay, pinchy pinch. Like, is that what laser?
Yeah, well, yeah. It
like
sucks.
They're pulling it out. Of your, all right, go ahead. I was
so
trying to imagine it.
I was going to get a dagger tattooed here on my chest, and it would have blood drops dripping off of it. And this guy, like, convinced
me. Okay, there's something wrong here.
Yeah. You're going
like, to. I mean, this is like, we need Freud here. Okay, go ahead.
No.
This is good.
It's not that deep. It's not that deep. But long story short, my friend wanted to do the tattoo. I didn't want to do it that day. He was like, let me draw it on. I was like, okay, let him draw it on. And then. I was like, I don't think I could sit through it right now because it's a painful spot. And he was like, okay, well, let's just do the blood drops and then we'll see how you feel. And if you don't want to do it, whatever, I claim the spot, we'll do it another day. So I did the outline of the blood drops without the color. And I like didn't think about what that was going to look like without the dagger. Now I've got a cum landing strip tattooed on my belly.
Yeah, it's like cum drops right there on the belly.
I can get it fixed.
I mean, it's something to aim for.
I haven't got it removed because it's hilarious.
I love it.
I can get it fixed whenever I want.
I mean...
No one's ever complained about it.
Judy, why can't she have...
She can. I'm a different generation, I guess. I just...
I agree
like,
with
putting,
you.
Putting like a permanent thing going, oh, fuck, I, you know, all right, it's... I don't know.
It's the same as like eating shitty. If you think about it like that, it's like, okay, if I eat shitty, I know this isn't going to be good for me, but I'm still going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm going to regret the way this looks later.
eating shitty, like you could die from eating shitty. You can't die from
tattoos.
Well, you can if it's a dirty needle.
You can
and,
if it's AIDS.
Yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It can AIDS you sometimes.
But how many tattoos do you have total? How many are they?
It would be like
I don't know. I stopped counting as a number. It's more of like a percentage.
What number did you stop at?
I don't know. I just say 69 now, but it's I have over like I've been to the tattoo artist over like 70 times for sure.
Now, Jude, if like your boys, if Henry came to, he has a tattoo. He has a
no,
tattoo.
He does. Not. He doesn't. No.
Oh, you don't know about it yet?
Shut up. Ben, the basketball player, wants one. He really wants one because his roommate has a fucking tattoo.
Now, how tall is Ben again?
6'7".
This boy
fucking dope.
Yo, they putting work in.
Tell Ben I said, what's up?
I'm 5'8 and like a half, right?
Recently single.
And you're 5'6", Chris.
I'm 5'8 and a half.
Bad news. Henry's on his way. Wait, I'll show you a picture of Ben.
I'm 5'8 and a half, and at one point I was almost dunking. I was grabbing rim. If I could have hit, everybody else in my family hit six feet. Yeah. If I would have hit 6 feet, you would not know me, right? I was a fucking beast. I was a beast of a small forward.
I give you that.
Dude, and then I had to play football. I always liked football anyway, but I was a fucking beast, and I wanted to be a tight end.
He made that shot.
He's enormous.
Look at him. He's making black kids look tiny. Look at him.
Let me see him.
That's your son?
Any white guy who's dwarfing black kids, I need
to see
him.
Not the one that's coming, the other one.
Dwarfing.
Oh, yeah.
That is a
giant
boy.
That black guy looks tiny.
He's making that 6'6 black dude look like Kevin Hart.
The best is looking at Liz thank just scared the black guy's pants. That's what she did. She was like,
oh, Lindsay did? She looking at the pants?
Your son looks good, but this Nigerian guy in front of him looks
Chris don't think your white son got basketball game.
Oh no, listen, I know some white dudes who can ball, so I don't deny white dudes show up.
Okay.
I respect them.
Okay.
I respect them.
Okay now.
And they still gotta earn it though.
What school are you going to? What school he's in?
He goes to boarding school for basketball. Northfield Mount Hermon.
How he got a scholarship or something?
No. I mean,
how much money are you sitting on? You sending him to boarding school? How much money?
Okay, first of all, I don't pay because my ex is really wealthy. And she pays.
You mean my current? Your ex?
And now she just married someone.
Damn.
Hiss. She married someone 23 years younger than her.
She got it going on. She is richer than I ever imagined.
For her. Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Ass pussy.
Yeah.
That's right.
She got that good.
Yeah. But I'm not saying anything. I think it's great. And then, she's nice, but she's 20, she's 20. It's just, I couldn't do it. You could. You're a guy. Could you do 23 years older than you?
Yeah, yes, totally. I do.
Hold on. Could you do 23 years?
Yeah, I definitely could.
You're
it's
pointing at the
it's
wrong people.
For women
here.
With men. Like, it's
you're pointing at the wrong people.
Yeah.
It's just
me,
different.
I could.
All right.
But no one gives a shit.
I was going to say, could you do 23 years
if
younger?
If you're less than 23 years older than me, you're too young.
I mean, I couldn't do 23 years younger for legal reasons, but.
but you're a guy. It's different.
I couldn't even do eight. Yeah. Literally, it's a cap at. Like, I couldn't talk to anybody 18, between the ages of 18 and 25, I couldn't do it. It's just talking to a fucking idiot.
No, yeah. So how young is 23 years younger than her?
I think Judy feels a way about this.
34.
Oh,
okay.
Sexy.
Well, at least grown. She's like grown. Yeah.
You can have a conversation.
I mean, if
I just when I was 34, not attracted to a woman.
Is she attractive? This young woman?
Yeah, she's cute. Yeah.
She's cute, right? Yeah. Under different circumstances, would you?
No.
Come on,
not
Jude.
My type.
We just friends. Come on, you wouldn't.
No, absolutely not.
On a rainy Wednesday.
I would do you before her.
Yeah.
Yes, you would. We got to put you all in the room.
Yes, you
would.
All right.
I do my
all
snake. Right. I do this. This is my move. So the boys are out of the house now. So what's up now? They almost.
Oh, no. One's back. One's back.
But he's going to bounce soon. He's going to want his own place soon.
Yeah.
He can't bang in there with
and
you.
And Ben's coming back. I got to pick him up tomorrow. He has a game in Springfield at 12:30, and then I'm picking him up, and I'm going to go to the game and bring him home, and I'm going to talk like this a lot. Yeah. And he's got two or three other guys in the car. I mean, they're fucking gigantic.
Gigantic.
Are you a basketball fan, or are you just a basketball
fan? Yeah, love. I took them when that's they great. First started, yeah. Like, and I took him to the project, you know, and I said, have fun. And then one time, I used to go play with them, and one time, I said, let's go to the project on 93rd Street, and Henry, we're walking over, it was the first time, like, Henry had just turned, like, 10 or something, or 11, and Ben was 5, but he was really good, and we're walking over, he goes, Mom, I just want to tell you something. I said, what? He's like, you can't play with us anymore. And I'm like, what? I said, all right, fine. And
I
watched. He was
grabbing his style.
Yeah, and I watched. And the guys there were like, let your mom play. What the fuck is the matter with you? I mean, I sucked, but they were the greatest guys, you know.
The good, thing about, the good thing about the hood is once you're embraced, like, you're like family. Right, no one's right, touching you.
Right.
Who the fuck said something to Miss right. Judy? Slap the shit out you.
These are the kids. These are the 10-year-olds sitting on like this.
But you know what? You can learn a lot about life playing street ball.
Oh, I dude, like love it. A lot.
There's so many
after the game. After the game, seriously, real shit. After the game, you sit around and have heartfelt conversations every now and then.
I mean, they were kids, but yeah,
you're
right.
You really do. Like, you learn about
it's kind of like the barbershop, but without haircuts.
Yeah, and more sweaty nuts.
It's conversation. Good conversation. Sweaty nuts. Yeah. Now, the boys are dating
sweaty
now,
balls.
Right? Are
they? Sweaty balls. Yeah, Henry dates all the time.
He bring girls in there? He's smashing in the house?
You know what? I was looking at the duvet cover thinking,
oh God,
if I had one of those lights,
don't get it.
No one like even needs a light.
That room would look like a Ramada Inn in Pittsburgh.
Ramada. Yeah. The memory.
Don't touch his TV remote. Boy, it's crawling.
All right, I can't. Please.
How old is
I remember when it occurred to me
22
to not touch the TV
and
your mouth.
And 17.
That's your peak fucking years.
Prime ages, yeah.
Yeah.
How old did you say you was?
22 and 17. That's
the thing. 17 and 20. What?
They're yeah, grown. 17 is the 6'7 one.
That's when you're diving in.
6'7.
All angles. You can do all angles.
6'2.
Okay, so you got big.
No, wow. I didn't. I had my ex had him, and I adopted him, and then I had the 6'7.
I was a great like Billy
it's
Baldwin.
True lesbian like a, story. This,
they get laid. These boys get laid, deal. Man.
Oh, they slinging.
Did
they
you guys
dick,
do
man.
The like in vitro or did you?
You know, we're one of the first because, you know, Henry's 22. So there weren't a lot of lesbo gay parents. But we went to an anonymous sperm bank, like a, you know, a sperm bank and have so we have an anonymous donor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got artificially inseminated.
Oh, wow. Both of you?
Yep.
That's so cool.
Both of you?
Yeah, Sharon had Henry, and I had Ben.
I didn't are know this either how it went in.
And then they had this thing they had just passed called a second parent adoption. So I had to adopt, you know, because gay marriage wasn't
right. That's
legal.
So crazy. Yeah.
So,
then I went and, you know, I had put the papers in before he was born. And then 9 months later, we went before the judge, and she said, okay. But the interesting part was Sharon, I had Ben, and Sharon hadn't adopted him, and we broke up. And she's like, you better let me adopt him. And my family's like, no, you're not. And I thought, you know what? First of all, there's no legal, because we weren't married. And I said, I don't want, these are my kids. I want them to be full-time, you know, they're going to be the only constant in each other's life if we're divorced.
Yeah.
And, right.
And I didn't want one going back and forth. I thought it was so, of course, and I let her adopt him. And that was a precedent-setting case in the state of New York because we weren't married.
Right.
We didn't live together. Right. There's no genetic link between Ben and her. And that happened
22 years ago?
Ben's was
17.
So he's 17. I'm going to say 10 years ago.
Wow.
That is
so cool. It's like that's these cool. kinds of situations is what that's what changes the laws. It's
right.
like you go in, you say you have to argue. Look, we have these kids together. You don't let us get married.
You let
Charles Manson get married. But you won't let me get married.
He's a loving husband. A loving husband. Don't try to do that.
So you're a court reference.
That's
you're a reference.
Oh, it should be.
Where a lawyer says, but in the case
it's
of
precedents.
Yeah. Da, 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 boom, 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 boom. You did this.
Yeah, and we did it in the judge's chambers. And she said, I'll tell you this before Henry gets her. She said to the kids, they were 5 and 10, I think. She said, do you know why we're here? Blah, 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 blah. And they said yes. And she said, I'm going to grant this adoption. And Henry leaned over to Ben and hugged him and said, now we're full brothers.
Oh,
that is some cute shit.
Don't be bringing those sweet
that
stories on Race Wars.
And I was like,
heartwarming lesbian Christmas story.
I know. Exactly.
My heart is melting.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Best that, present the ever.
Isn't that a good story?
If I can cry, I will cry. I swear to God. I've been trying to cry for years. I don't know how to get it.
I got to write a book about this.
Yes, that should be
about what life was like before.
Real shit.
Shut up. tear gas.
Let me tell you what's going on inside of my body right now. My eyes are like welling up, but it just stops.
Come on, you need a good cry.
I don't know how to I don't know how to get it past the crust of your eyelids. I don't know how to get the fucking tears out of my body. I'm trying to get my crust loose.
I do it every day. I got to get the crust out.
Oh,
cry. Gross.
Oh, no, we're talking about tears. We're literally legitimately talking about tears.
It's not a sexual thing.
No, I mean, you mean the eye booger thing?
No, I don't know how to cry. I haven't cried in like.
What do you mean you don't know how to cry?
It's an emotional.
Like, do you cry?
I get sad enough to, but I haven't. Tears haven't come out of my eyes.
And when was the last time you cried?
This is real shit. My mom died about 5 years ago. I think I got like 3 tears out.
Okay.
That's the most I can get out. Like, I can't get enough out.
No, but could you before? Like, was there a time you could?
Do you
think it's an eye
just so you know,
liquid thing?
I'm from South Philly. I've experienced so dehydrated. Much death and sadness. I think I'm just chasmed out with
sadness.
Right,
but you know what?
I probably should just talk to someone.
Yeah, you should talk. Because I bet...
I think I'm fucked up on the inside.
I thought that's
if you got that out of your system, can you imagine? Like, you'd be free.
Dude, I would 40 sleep pounds. So much better.
Right, you would be free.
Most of this is tears.
Right. You're going to cry this all off.
What do you got? What weight? No, tear weight.
It's tear weight.
Yeah, I bet you had a fucking deal with so much shit you're not supposed to deal with at your age.
No, I'm telling you. Philadelphia is awful.
It's horrible.
I love it, but it is bad. I mean,
bad.
Dude, it's like you shouldn't have to grow up and have to deal with that kind of shit. You should have a happy childhood.
Uh-huh. Ah, that shit don't happen. Chris, that shit don't happen in Philadelphia.
You just have to have a good cry, and then you'll fit my Bumble requirements.
To get on this Bumble, I need to get this cry out.
Crying is good for you.
Yes, it is.
I absolutely agree with you. A good fuck. Last time I had one, I remember I cried and I fell asleep. And you sleep fucking awesome.
Right.
And then you wake up and you get shit done in that.
You don't watch like rom-coms? Like I
love rom-coms. I'm a huge Matthew McConaughey fan in my early career.
I don't cry a lot in real life, but I cry during movies like crazy. No, Henry,
crying's so good. It feels like you came and swam at the same time.
Here's the problem.
Yes.
Here's the solution.
Get all the crazy out of me.
Here's the solution. Life is waiting for you. So you got a good cry coming.
Yeah.
Life is going to happen.
Life is going to cry.
Take my word on this.
2 weeks ago, I should have been crying, but I didn't cry 2 weeks ago.
Don't worry. You put that in the universe.
I cried this morning.
What happened?
How? How, Sway?
I don't know. I just have not been feeling great.
Okay,
you know, I just have like feelings now. This is why my girlfriend is a therapist, and she goes, "You're having feelings." I'm like, "Oh, shut the fuck up."
Feelings.
But I have been having like feelings.
You're getting caught up in your feelings
for the first time.
Well, I don't do it a lot. Like, I'm not a crier at all. Yeah, I'm like, you know. But yeah, I've been having feelings, as she says.
Like what? What's going on?
I don't know. I just hate this fucking business. It's like I need a little vacation, I think.
Okay.
You know? That's fair.
Take a week off.
That is
I'm taking 2 weeks off. It's such a grind, especially, you know, at my
getting tired of it or what?
I'm just sick of the traveling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
New York, dude. It fucking sucks here.
I fucking love New York.
No, I do too, but the traveling here fucking sucks.
No, I mean going around the country to do stand up. Yeah.
I hate New York. I
like the fucking suitcases and the fun. It's like shit.
And the Trump's America.
Just the people in the fucking. Like the other night, I was in Fort Myers. There's a guy in the fucking front row, and he's like, you know what? I said, what? He said, my wife says I'm Jewish because I'm cheap. And I'm like, oh my God, really?
That's a good joke.
Is it fucking. Well, yeah, it sucks.
Was that your opener?
No, it was a guy in the fucking audience.
Oh,
the people. Like, oh, you're so fucking stupid.
The people who come out are so fucking dumb. And then you feel like, fuck, these are the people who like me. These are my fans. What am I doing?
What is with him?
Listen to me. First of all, why did you let the guy in the front row talk so much?
No, I told them to. They didn't do anything in this club about getting people out.
We're calling Henry.
Okay. Let's see if he picks up. He's like, Mom, you're fucking blowing this for me. I like that kid.
Yeah, Judy, I got fired from Comedy Central 4 days ago.
For what?
I was doing a daily show with him.
They thought he wasn't a good fit. They wanted him out.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
You're going to... No, that's... You got to learn how to deal with that because it's going to happen 100,000 more times.
That's what me and Keith have to tell to the young fella.
No.
Get ready to get fired.
Yeah, my first call was to Keith. That's the funniest
thing. It's like... It's so... you can't count on anything in this. But that's what's great and bad about the business. It's like,
yeah,
you, this will happen to you today. You're fucking like, what the fuck? But tomorrow you could get a call. Your life could change.
I got so many calls hanging out there right now.
Right.
So many calls fucking hanging out there.
Don't worry. But
and you shouldn't get all your self-esteem from the way people treat you in this business.
Exactly.
If you focus on any of it, you gotta have a life. You gotta have a life. It's not all that.
If your happiness,
like, that feels good and it's addicting, but you gotta balance it out.
If your happiness is just attached to what people give you in this business for what you do,
you're fine. Or how you feel. When people love you.
That was my first few years. When I was here before my car accident, that was me. Everything was attached to everything.
Now, what happened with the car accident?
Oh, my God,
now?
With
what
Henry that? And the fucking calling.
Is he downstairs?
He called again.
Can we buzz him up? He knows the buzzer.
Not again.
Yeah, again, Henry.
Henry, damn, call again.
Is he calling him? Let's see if he picked.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you called?
Yeah, are you still there?
Yes.
He's high as hell. Hey, Henry, it's your black uncle, Sherrod.
Oh, God. Are you coming or not?
He's so baked.
I'm in my car in 96. I have to find a spot.
Okay, bye. I guess I won't see you. Keep smoking pot. It's really good for you.
It's good for everybody.
All right.
He's a cool kid.
It is good for everybody.
All right, bye.
I love him. I never met him, but I love him. I know it already.
He's a good kid.
We're friends. We're best.
He's going to get laid.
He's a good kid.
We want to get matching tattoos on our faces.
Wait, was he supposed to pick you up?
No, he said he was coming here. Through. He wanted to see Sherrod.
Oh, just to come by. Okay.
Let me tell you something. This kid is going to get laid, man.
Oh, he gets laid all the fucking time.
His duvet cover, remember?
Do you high five
him? Show a picture of him.
Oh, God, here we go.
But I tell you this.
What? Oh, good.
It was an accident.
Now, does he have at least eight abs?
Oh, God.
What?
There is.
Thank you, Chris.
I couldn't fall asleep before.
What? Okay, Hen, I'm on a fucking podcast.
He's like, Mom, can you pick me up some melatonin?
What do you want?
Nothing. I didn't know you guys were still recording.
Okay. Bye.
Are you
coming here or not?
Yeah, I just told you I'm in my car on 96th and Broadway. Now I'm on 92nd and Broadway.
Okay, you almost hit.
Oh, he is coming.
Okay, well, you got to do the buzzer outside.
Making my way downtown. Walking fast.
But how many
I'll show you what it looks like.
Kid's getting laid out there, Karen.
Yeah, he is on 92nd Street.
Motherfucker, 6'2". Dog like a young Baldwin out there. Like Billy Baldwin back in his hot days. That's a Baldwin. Am I doing a dance?
You're doing an awful Millie Rock.
What am I doing right now? Let's see.
Oh, the boy get
I don't even know who that girl is, but
some slut. Oh, he's so cute.
That's Henry.
His anonymous baby daddy must have been cute too.
Yeah. I love that you're not hating on him. I love that you made sure you threw that flag out there because you're showing a picture of the ladies. Like, I don't know who this bitch is.
I like how she picked
the
picture.
So cute.
She picked
cute
the picture with him and a nice button.
He looks like he's such a handsome boy.
He looks like one of the guys from 90210. What's his name?
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
Yeah, but like a
Luke
young,
but like a thick, taller Luke Perry. Like,
yeah.
Luke Perry got a little worked
over. You see these girls getting hot over your son, Judy?
That's both of them.
Oh, my God. Wait.
That was
pitch went high.
The
17-year-old is the really tall one?
Yeah.
Stop. Why do I...
Stop.
I always feel like a child molester.
Well,
he's so attractive, the 17-year-old.
He is?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Oh, my God.
He looks like an athlete, though, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 6'7".
Yeah, I play ball with him.
I love tall ones.
I never played ball with him, but I played ball with him. I've met that guy.
Whoa, Judy. Wait, I'm serious,
though. No, he's cool as shit. He don't want to come to the hood and you be like, yo, what's up, man?
Yo, but I'm
Karen the Jewish.
Tell them I said what's up, though.
These boys are ready for the streets over here.
The one's going to be 18 in minutes.
And raised by, like, annoying, obnoxious women.
So they're already used to you girls.
I know. They're good with... They are. And you know what's interesting about them? They both have, like, best friends who are girls.
Right.
Aww.
Because so many guys don't do that.
I knew that a long time.
Because they don't know how to, you know, not have a bad, you know.
I just learned how to have one a few years ago. I have two.
I grew up with all women in the house, so that's what I go to. Me and Rachel Feinstein lived together for 8 years in this business.
Yeah.
I always have girls around me, like,
I grew up with all men.
Guys,
okay, I just realized something. I have this, okay, I have a Pixar movie idea, and you would be perfect for one of the characters.
Okay, go.
Because it's, okay, so basically it's Cornelius the Frog is the main character, and I wrote one, I like randomly came up with a song while I was doing the yoga move, the frog.
Okay.
And I based a whole movie off of it, but he has...
I think a tattoo ink is getting to a bloodstream. Okay.
Come on, no, it's it would be good. I swear it would be good. So Cornelius the Frog, he... gets separated from the other tadpoles like early on, you know?
Okay.
And so he goes right and they go left and he doesn't know what happened, whatever. He ends up in New York City. You know, he's from Long Island. And
I like kind of like this so far. I like it.
Come on, it's good. So
but that's the end of the movie.
No.
Fucking turtle or whatever.
No. So he becomes a full on frog, but he has an adoptive family. His adoptive family. Two Jewish pigeons are the mothers.
Oh, I love that.
Two Jewish pigeons.
Why do we have to be
pigeons?
The fucking pigeons? They're filthy.
Because pigeons are cheap.
No. No. Because pigeons are the most underrated bird because they're beautiful. They have iridescent.
And delicious.
They have beautiful iridescent.
They
feathers.
Are
let
they're,
me look.
They do have iridescent feathers.
They're gorgeous. Right? Pigeons are gorgeous.
Way too
according
many
to what I think the
they're underappreciated. Did you know that Mike Tyson's first fight was over his pigeons?
I know that. Yes. And his last fight was
lost.
That divorce.
Pigeons and doves constitute the animal family Columbidae.
Columbidae. Mm.
And the order of Columbiformes.
Nice. They're beautiful.
Oh, there's 310 species.
They have beautiful iridescent feathers.
Some are very
delicious. They're gorgeous.
But why do we hate them? And they shut. They fucking get on my air conditioner outside. And are like,
that's why.
And I'm like, get
so
the fuck out of here.
Because there's so many of them in New York. That's
New York,
why. They're overpopulated.
Rats.
But it's
here's
like
the
humans.
So everybody just like in France, just like in Paris, we used to eat them in New York. New Yorkers who could catch pigeons.
I got to vomit.
You know, late 1800s, early 1900s.
It's probably
shit
good.
It's good as fuck. It's a delicacy in France. You go to a French restaurant, they have pigeon,
pheasant.
And you got to pay fucking $80 for it.
So I'm the only one in the room.
And they flying around New York, so now we don't eat them no more.
What?
I'm the only one in the room who don't know what the fuck iridescent means. Brian, do you know what iridescent means?
It's color. It has
iridescent
color.
Means like shimmery
shine.
Rainbow.
You know, shimmery, yeah.
You know how many context clues I was trying to call on?
You know when
that wasn't fucking helping?
Chris, you know when something's reflective and it shines like green?
Chris was fine.
It shines like green and purple, though. That's
sometimes
what iridescent
the word
is.
Gets me. It befuddles me.
It's so
some
pretty.
Words befuddle.
Yeah. That's what I heard at that
befuddles.
Comedy Central meeting.
Befuddle is a good word. They were like, he doesn't know what iridescent means. We
iridescent
gotta get rid of
me
him.
Off guard.
You say this as you look
Henry's
at...
Henry's not coming.
As you look at Lindsay's hair, you don't know what it means.
She's a pain in my asshole.
She's high.
Technically, she wouldn't have iridescent hair because it isn't.
No. Yeah, it's not reflective. Okay, yeah, exactly.
See,
look at
I
him.
Do
look
take
at him.
It can be on this side. It's more reflective.
Listen, Cornelius the Frog. He got separated.
All right, let's focus.
He got
let's
separated
focus.
From the other tadpoles. He gets adopted by two lesbian pigeons. They're Jewish lesbian pigeons, iridescent. And then he's got a best
well,
friend.
Well, they definitely live on Central Park.
They live. They live in the sewer. Yeah. He's got a friend, Jay Rico. He's a cockroach, and so anyway. So he's on the mission to figure out who his real parents are, and he goes and he finds his real parents, and there's some Hamptonite cunt frogs, and he's like, you know what? I love my adoptive family. And he turns out it's like a, you know,
like
the moral
it.
Is like, you know, your family isn't always your family. Your family sometimes
all right,
is the
I'm
people
in.
That you adopted.
Do
you
I
know?
Get to pay, I get to play the
yes,
mother?
Yes,
I'm
in.
You got to fucking write this.
I'll be honest with you.
I feel like it'd be good.
Should I got time, Liz. I
my
can
song
write
is
this.
Dumb, but should I sing
Liz,
it real quick?
I got yeah. time.
It's a 20-second song. Let me sing it.
Sing this song.
It's really dumb. Okay. I'm a frog sitting in the city.
Ooh.
I'm a frog sitting all day long.
Okay.
Get it.
Ooh. I'm a frog sitting here so pretty.
Okay.
Get a frog.
On my lily.
Ooh.
Paddle on.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with it.
Yes, girl.
I fuck with it.
Thank you.
I honestly
Lindsay
know a guy, directed. And we can pitch this. Let's do this. Let's get this off the ground.
I feel like it's going to be a thing. It's going to be
that's
a thing.
That's a fucking good ass.
Judy, you in?
Thank you.
You in on this?
I'm in. I'm playing the pigeon.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I will definitely,
I want the
I swear.
Mother pigeon that has more lines.
Okay, definitely. You're the dominant mother pigeon.
What if I told you I know an animation guy and I can
ow,
pitch
fuck.
This?
Fuck.
What if I told you? That?
Fucking.
I say you make one pigeon just say yes, man, and just let Judy do all the,
all the, heavy lift.
All the dialogue yeah. for the pigeons. It's like, uh-huh.
That yeah. really is a fun idea.
Thank you.
And
thank
what's the Cornelius,
you.
Is it?
Cornelius. It's just my favorite name.
It's a good name.
Thank you.
It's an old, good old
I like that name.
It's a Thank sturdy you. Name.
It's a good name for a frog.
Sturdy name. Wasn't it the
it's got some meat on it, that name.
Planet of the Apes.
That name fit.
Cornelius.
Right.
Caesar. Yeah.
No, Caesar's the new movie, but the back in the day one, it was Cornelius.
No way.
From Planet of the Apes?
I know my stuff, baby.
From Planet of the Apes.
Do you remember, I never forgot when The Simpsons did a Planet of the Apes episode. They had like Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that was Troy McClure.
Dr. Seuss.
They was all breakdancing. All the monkeys.
On The Simpsons, were they?
Yes.
I don't know. What the fuck you kids are talking about?
I remember that episode. I love that episode.
No, that's a good episode.
It's great.
What show is this?
The Simpsons.
You got Simpsons tattoo, don't you?
No.
What was that thing I saw on your Instagram when you had like the baby blinking on your nipple?
Oh, I used a Maggie gif.
It was funny.
Yeah, I covered my nipples with the Maggie.
And she was sucking the nipple,
sucking the nipple, like a
pacifier. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like 20,000.
Judy's seething look.
I'm just wondering, like, do you know the story behind every tattoo?
Are we going Holocaust right now?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Like, I got this on a, you know.
I have a story. I can tell you the story behind all of them, but most of them don't have meaning.
Most of them are like, oh, it's 1 o'clock. I'm bored. I think I'll go get a tattoo.
No, I mean, I wanted them all, but it's like, okay.
Let's start at the beginning. Which one was the first one?
Let's start at the very beginning.
The first one is covered now. It was
a boy?
It was in Braille. I got
my
first boyfriend. Wait, guess what his name was?
What?
Anthony.
Did he dye hair? Was his hair in Anthony?
No, surprisingly, to my disbelief, last night I found out he's still alive.
Wow.
And he has a child, of course.
Is he blind?
Wait, what? Oh, no, because the Braille. Yeah, no, we are idiots.
I gotta leave because my friend's in the cab.
Who's a friend? First of all, I don't trust that you have friends. Second of all.
That's true. I don't really have any.
But wait, who? What? You had a Braille tattoo of his name on your back.
Yeah, he got mine.
So
it was
just dots?
It's just dots. It's weird because you can't.
You would do that. That's an innocent tattoo.
I can show you the tattoo.
No, I wouldn't.
She can't do any tattoos.
She wants to
get buried.
Yeah, she wants to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
No, you can be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, you still
can. Okay.
Wait, what the fuck? Do you have any tattoos?
Zero. You don't put a goddamn bumper sticker on a Bentley.
It's weird because you can't see the Braille. I have it covered. You can't see the Braille.
How do you cover the Braille?
But you can see with.
No, because
it wasn't real Braille.
No.
Do you want one? No.
So your back
Sherrod, it was only lifted right. for a week.
Oh, okay. Plug.
Whoa,
she gotta leave. You want to do some plug? You want to plug something for you?
Oh, right. Yeah. Like none of your listeners are going to come to my show. I'm at Caroline's this Sunday, the 23rd.
They might.
Yes.
When is this airing?
It's coming out tomorrow morning. No, next week. It's next week.
Okay, that doesn't fucking help me. Caroline's on the 23rd, City Winery in D.C. on the 24th of December. That's Christmas Eve. Fucking suck. I'm in Aventura, Florida on January 18th and Boca Raton on January 19th.
Who works on Christmas Eve?
Jews. And my new album is out, Kill Me Now. Your guys suck that I'm plugging and you got to look at your fucking phone.
That's Young Kids. I love you.
I'm listening to you, Judy.
Judy, nice.
Congratulations.
Judy.
Have a good one.
Let's get a pic real fast.
All right.
I'm on air still.
We are.
We do it later.
All right, are we all getting in it?
Talking.
No, this is really good.
Oh my God!
Good
Everybody got off the mic when I got off the mic.
We want to
go get a pic. Go get a pic. Go get a pic. Go get your pic.
Come over here.
Go get your pic.
Come over here. We'll take a pic.
So next question. I have a question.
I'll have everybody get up. I'll just hold my mic.
Liz, are you? So now question. If the tall, which one of her sons were your mark? I know. I've seen you set your mark already. Which one was the mark?
You already know the 17-year-old.
The tall 17-year-old
with
the abs.
She already making a mystery.
That's what she wants. She wants what the heart wants. What it wants.
The heart wants what
Judy,
it wants.
Judy, she's coming home for us Hanukkah, whatever holiday's coming up, with Ben.
Hanukkah just ended.
Whatever. Not for Ben and then, when you come through with that booty and tattoos.
Good to see you. you. Bye. Too.
All right, good. Nice keep talking. Okay, which way am I? Which way?
Oh, Karen.
Oh my God. All right, we well, there's another going, kid. Karen. So, how many times can we divide up these kids?
Judy, come here.
Judy.
So, which one would you want?
I gotta take a picture.
I can't remember them exactly, but since she wants a 17-year-old, I also want the 17-year-old. Just
oh my gosh, out of spite, you're going to.
Girls are spitey. Girls are spitey.
Now I'm gonna get that.
You both can have a 17-year-old.
I bet we could. I bet that's true. I bet we both could have a 17-year-old. I bet it would. I bet it wouldn't be that fucking hard.
I mean, he'll balance it out. He got the energy. I remember at 17, I was fucking like a champ.
Well, we'd get sick of a 17-year-old at the same time.
No. Honestly, at 17, he got so much to learn, and he's so exploratory.
Yeah, but I don't want to raise a boyfriend. That's like...
Nah, you kind of want that.
That's not... Eventually, you're just going to be like, I want to be raised myself. Nah, that's in-house. So what do you think?
Wait, what are we talking about? Fucking a kid? What are we talking?
17-year-old.
Are we talking about fucking some child?
We're talking about
innocent bangles. Children, yes.
Okay, so 17 is actually legal children. In New York State. So.
Is it? What's
yes.
the age? 16?
What?
17.
Oh, it's
at 17, the type of dick I was 17. Thinking at 17.
Wait. So you're saying that in New York, I can fuck a 17-year-old?
Yes.
100%.
Well, Ben.
Sweet Ben.
Yeah, that's legalness.
Sweet Benny
that's
Ben.
But where is Sweet Ben?
Oh, well, the year's almost over, by the way. So what's your plans for the new year, Lenz? You got
me?
The New Year plans? Yeah, you're back here. What's going on?
I'm going to get some big dick.
How's that going to be different from 2018?
Raise it to 10.
From the stories I'm hearing.
10 abs only. No, yeah. I'm actually going back to LA on the 14th. And then...
January, okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Vegas. So I'm doing a few shows in Vegas. I think LA Comedy Club, Stratosphere. So check my Instagram.
So you going back on that tour? You going back on
the tour? Doesn't happen until the fall. So I'm doing shit. But Suicide Girls
next fall.
Till next fall. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Suicide Girls is performing at the AVN Awards, at the Porn Awards, and so is Cardi B. And I'm so excited.
Cardi's a friend of the show. Big shout to Cardi.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see Cardi.
Big shout to Offset. I'm sorry what y'all called through.
Yeah.
I love you. Kiss the baby. I love you guys.
But yeah, then I'll be here. My brother's having a motherfucking baby and all shit. Right.
Wow.
So I'll be here at some point in March because he's going to have a baby between February and March. And then I'm moving back to LA.
Yeah.
Fuck
New York. Winter don't say shit. No.
No, you know, I love New York. I love New York so much. But today on my way here, I wanted to kill myself.
Was
I
was cold?
Like, oh my God, I got to call an Uber. The Uber takes 10 minutes on fucking Long Island. Oh, you don't have my fucking address?
Oh, yeah,
what?
Island.
The guy didn't have my fucking address sitting around for 12 minutes before he fucking picked me up. So then I have to call another fucking Uber. This guy made it to the train just in time, which is great. I got on the train and I even had time to hit some random blunt, hit this guy's blunt. Then he comes on the train. He's like, yo, let me. He's like, take my number. He's like, take my number. I got something for you. Take my number. And I'm like, I don't get my number to random people. And he's like, no.
But you hit a random ass blunt.
I know, I'm disgusting. But he's like, I'll hit you up. He's like, hit me up though. I'll talk to you about something. If you're not into it, you're not into it. I'm like, what is he gonna try to get me into right
you
now?
You know goddamn well.
Prostitution,
you know, weed, random some kind, coat, drugs
I don't
some
know.
Kind.
You know,
so,
random ass blunt, how they got DMX, right?
Let me get this straight. This happened on a train on the way here?
Yes. This is literally my
I mean, Brian,
here.
You know that, right? That's how they got DMX on a random ass blunt. Yeah. He was smoking with a nigga he knew. DJ. He was 13. Next thing you know, he hooked on fucking crack. That's how they got DMX.
Well, I'm like, okay, I couldn't believe it. I made it on time to the train with 2 minutes to spare, and a guy's got a blunt. It smells so good. I was like, oh, it smells
on
delicious.
On the train he was
can
smoking
I have
it?
Some? No, right outside the train.
Okay.
Took a hit, got on, da-da-da. Then he starts talking to me about some weird shit.
That's
like,
how good it is to be a girl, by the way. Just some girl running up on you and asking for your job. I'd be like, if you were a dude, he'd be like, just get the fuck out of here.
Yo, my man, let me hit that
juxtaposition
blunt.
Because...
Who the fuck is you, though, bro?
Yeah, but 2 minutes later, he's trying to rope me into prostitution or some shit.
Well, I think he's earned that.
He hit his butt. Oh, yeah.
Don't you know it's Puff Puff right. Prostitute?
That's your title.
Puff Puff Prostitute.
That is a title, if I heard one.
That's funny.
Well, I'm glad you made it, though. You did make it to the show.
I made it. I'm happy,
hopefully.
Too.
But they're not sure. It's still
they're like, is she here or is it the ghost of Lindsay?
But that's why she wants to go to LA, because you out there in Long Island, nigga. You ain't in the city.
That right, yeah. Like, if I was here, I would move to the city. But it's to me, it's not worth it. It's too fucking cold. I got to go. I got to sit next to peasants on the fucking subway.
Jeez, you're one of them.
Peasants pay my bills.
No, I love them. But I also am too bougie for this shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to LA where I can Uber around for the same price as.
And plus, you can wear less clothing and get your booty and all that out there. That's what it is. Don't
it's
act like
a booty oriented choice. Yeah. I can't do this fully clothed bullshit.
She's like, they can't see all my tats and my body and my nips.
Listen.
No, I want to see your tats and your body. So when you moving back out there, like, so when's your time?
I'll be there January 14th, but then I'm like officially getting a place in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you staying without, if you don't have a place?
I stay at the Suicide Girl's house.
Oh, it's
we have a little mini mansion.
What's that like?
Is it like the Playboy Mansion?
Very spidey.
No, they're all in there fucking. I know y'all was fucking on that bus.
No.
I know you was eating so much coochie. You jealous.
Nah,
you a selfish motherfucker.
Not me.
And I know at this
can
house
you fuck in the Suicide
House? Oh, look at your jawbone. Let me see your jawbone.
Dudes, you're not allowed to have
no dudes in the Suicide.
Yeah, you can't have random people.
I know it ain't no random dudes, but I know this fucking in-house freak is in there.
I mean, there's a girl
everything.
There's girls who would eat my pussy there any day, but. I'm not as into girls, so I don't know, you know?
Because you need that D.
You love
that D, don't you? Yes, you love that D.
You know, that's
double
our
down
Lindsay.
On that double down.
That's
you
our
know?
Girl.
Yeah, welcome home, bitch.
We know our girl. We've been knowing our girl.
She has a type, and that type is D.
It's D. She's been saying D.
Listen, I got a tall pussy. The fingers aren't going to do it,
the
all
tall
right?
Tall pussy.
What type?
D.
Girl's tall. What can I say?
It's a real, real apartment pussy. Your roommate all right if I walk through there to the bathroom? I'm going to walk through your pussy to your roommate.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We're used to it.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, shit, I didn't know you lived here.
Let me pause my game real quick. You go ahead. Go through.
What's
go
the
through.
Front like, though? She's ripping me off.
Oh, nice long pussy.
That's a crowd pleaser.
It is. It always is.
It's everybody's type.
Oh, my God.
It's like a long hallway in The Shining.
Like
I see
foyer.
Two dead twins down there.
It's a vestibule.
The aborted twins.
It's a haunted aborted.
JK.
Come play with us. I'm right about it. Why is the hallway getting longer?
The faster I run, the longer it gets.
Oh, good God.
Oh, my God.
It's good times. It's about long pussy jokes and stuff. With friends, of course. And good spirits with friends.
It is. It's a Christmas pussy episode.
So what's your plan for the new year, Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you trying to plan on not get fired from a new show?
I don't know, man. I'm writing a few things, man. I'm hoping for the... something's gonna happen.
Of course, that's you're just gonna stay the course.
That's how it works. Aside from that, doing a lot of shit with Capital Wrestling, man. December 29th.
What is that? Capital Wrestling?
Capital Wrestling. It's a small wrestling company. They're doing pretty good.
Where are they out of? New York or Philly?
They're out of Hoboken.
Out of Hoboken.
I was about to tell you, 301 Garden Street in Hoboken, December 29th. I'll be there and I'm doing some in ring stuff, talking.
Nice.
I'm not doing any wrestling.
They're gonna
taking
drag
any
you in.
Bumps. I do want to take some
they're gonna drag
bumps.
You in there.
My dream is to get hit with a chair. It's fucking weird.
Don't worry, I'm gonna do that today, nigga. So.
That is an achievable dream.
It's so achievable. But no, I'm gonna be doing some stuff with them. And aside from that, I'll be in Philly on. Oh shit, I don't know when this is air. I'll be on Philly.
It's coming
I'll be in Philly
next week.
Next week, yeah. I should have said this on the last episode. But I'll be doing some shit in Philly. I'll be around. I got some coming up in January with my homie Sandman, the rapper. I'm doing a comedy show.
Sandman.
Yeah, from the Re-Up Gang.
Oh, okay.
That's my nigga. So I'm doing a comedy show for him, headlining. I'm doing some shit. It's weird. I'm a hood motherfucker sometimes, and then I'm just also a regular mainstream motherfucker too.
Yeah, that's why you're getting caught up in both worlds.
That's why
Comedy Central had the pleasure of firing a hood.
Oh, they felt so good about it. It was like security was standing there. I was like, "Nah, I'm good, bro."
He was like, right, "America's cool. Great again."
Then I gave him an application right after I got fired. I gave a security card.
I feel that.
He was like, "Are y'all really hiring or
the way?" I mean, they said no, but y'all good though, right? I just need the ID. To get in the building.
I can help you throw
fuck.
Me out right now.
You know what I mean?
We show you I'm good.
We can do this shit old school, my nigga. You know what I mean? So, no, other than that, I'm doing a lot of work, man. I got a lot of shit coming up. A lot of comedy shit coming up.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad y'all had fun on the show today, too.
Dude, this is fucking hilarious.
I mean,
man.
We had a double down, so this is coming out Christmas. This is Christmas week.
This is Christmas?
You know, everybody took care of their families on Christmas?
Fuck Christmas.
Everybody get the gifts?
Double down. What is this, a booty call?
It's a DP.
Jew is not gifts.
What, Jew?
Jew, yeah, we don't do it. It's
but
Jew.
You gift already, though. Did you give your Hanukkah stuff out? You don't be buying nobody gifts.
No, I'm Israeli. And Israelis don't do gifts on Hanukkah because that's too Christian.
Y'all just take from the Gaza.
That's here. We take Gaza.
You take Gaza and that's all you need.
So that's all the gift we need, really. It's the gift that hurts all the time and we don't really want.
It's the gift that keeps on bleeding.
It's the gift that blows up occasionally and then we just deal with that, I guess, for another 1,000 years. All right, go ahead.
My bleeding one was
very
better.
Very real. Yeah, very real.
My family dragging it down. Secret Santa, so I only have to get like one person gifts, and I got my mom. Oh. And all she asked for was a lava lamp and anything sparkly.
She's a good mom.
Which is hilarious. God bless her. Like my,
that's a good mom. You know what she's really saying? I'm just happy you're still alive, baby. Mommy just happy to see you alive on Christmas.
We do.
Come
like,
in here with whatever trinkets. We do. Your life is my gift.
We do like
she loves you so much.
She loves you.
We do like Google Documents to like share what we want or whatever.
Yeah, one of those.
But my brother, my dad is like so doesn't care about anything. So he cares, but he doesn't want things, you know. So right. My dad's was like, donate $100 to African wildlife for the elephants. And then my mom's is like, anything money is sparkly.
But never makes to the to
she asked for a lava lamp this year, so I've been crazy on Amazon Prime lately. So all the lava lamps were under $20. So I was like, okay, well I'll get her. Because it's a $100 thing. Yeah. So I was like, I'll get her 3 lava lamps.
Lord
so I got
mercy.
Her 3 lava lamps.
Oh my God.
And then I got her these like little like these water drippy things that are like lava lamps, but they're not lava lamps, but they're like, I don't know. It's all. Remember all those weird trinkets from the 90s that were like cool things that you put in
your
desk?
Oh, you got a Boy Meets World DVD.
You got her a drippy drip.
I did.
You got her a Family Matters box set. Weird trinkets.
I got her all cute shit. But yeah, mad lava lamps. It's too many lava lamps. And then I got high.
You
and
just
I was
got
like,
her a burden.
I was like, why did I do that? I was like, why did I do this? She's going to be so mad.
Straight to the attic.
She probably wanted like some fancy jewelry. I got her like one pair of earrings, but they were like cheap. I ordered everything on Amazon because I don't have a car out here, so I'm just like, you know, chilling in my room, ordering shit on Amazon.
Like 3 lamps for you.
Like Brandy's on. Chilling up in my room.
That's my favorite.
Buying shit on Amazon.
Be honest with you, I didn't fuck with Brandy until that song. Fuck the song, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm chilling up in my room.
I love the boys. You didn't like the boys' mine.
Mine was good, but it was nothing on Chilling Up in My Room. Chilling Up in My Room.
You know the Christmas episode's over when we ended on Brandy. TV's Moesha.
Is it over?
Want to plug your plugs? Something? No plugs.
This is coming out. Yeah, so come hang out with me on New Year's
Merry
Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And coming
Happy
out with
Hanukkah.
Me New Year's Eve at Grange Village Comedy Club on both shows. And then you can follow me on Insta, Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N. Margolis is, that's the one you got. And Books Let's Podcast is my hilarious podcast with Abby Rosenquist. And we don't read the book, that's the slut. Do you guys get
it?
It's the slut part. We read just the free sample and then we go to town. So that's extremely whore of us. And follow us guys on Patreon, iTunes, SoundCloud. Just open up your phone, type it in, and it's right there.
Boom. We'll edit that out the show.
at Time 215.
So for the best part of the show just now, my plugs, you are welcome. Sorry,
what
go ahead.
At Cotton 215.
Oh, okay. That's your plug, yeah. Oh, yeah. So New Year's Eve, I'm going to either be at New York Comedy Club or in the Comedy Store in Vegas. So I'm still trying to figure that out. But yeah, Happy New Year and Merry Christmas. Oh, what a year, huh, Matt? Matt, happy holidays to you too, fella.
Happy holidays.
I guess we've been through a lot. You know, it's a family around here, Race Wars.
We're trying to make happy holidays.
Kurt, I want to say happy holidays to Kurt too. And
hey.
Philly girl. Oh, the whole family.
The whole cast.
The whole cast of characters here at Race.
Remember them?
Race Wars. And that's it. Happy New Year, and see y'all guys in the next year.
Race Wars.
Peace.